let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Here comes the clown.
All right, we may hit some college basketball with Robin Wash of Husker Online, who would join us momentarily. By the way, on the speech, Jeff writes in on the text line.
Hi, Jeff.
Made the mistake of watching the speech. It's even worse than I imagine.
Really?
The guy later said he took drugs to write the speech.
But do you take him to write the speech or do you take him to give the speech? Or both?
It's possibly both. Like the story said, preferred method of monetary method of drug addicts. All right. So speaking of college basketball, man, I found this really interesting yesterday, and we could probably spend more time on it, but I wanted to make people kind of aware of it. If you haven't heard, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? There is, starting next year, this coming basketball season, something that they are dubbing the Players Era Festival will be an NIL-driven Las Vegas college basketball tournament with millions paid to schools in NIL funds, are the terms of which are being finalized right now. That's right. Games will be played. This is from CBS Sports, Matt Norlander and Dennis Dodd. Games will be played in November under the umbrella of an event called the Players Era Festival, which will also include live music and other attractions for fans amid the glitz of the Las Vegas Strip during Thanksgiving week. In a college sports first, the event will also include $1 million NIL payouts for 8 participating schools. What's more, players involved will have future earnings opportunities through long-term NIL contracts, sources told CBS Sports. The field is in the process of being finalized right now. Alabama, Houston, Notre Dame, Oregon, Rutgers, San Diego State, Texas A&M are the rumored schools. And there is still one spot left out there, and the assumption is that it will be of the Big East variety. Don't get your hopes up, Creighton fans. It won't be the Jays. They are already slated for an MTE that weekend. Elsewhere. I always forget the name of it, though. Event organizers in the final stage negotiations with MGM Resorts International to hold games at any or all three of its major venues, which include T-Mobile Arena, the hockey arena where the Vegas Golden Knights play, MGM Grand Garden Arena where many boxing matches are, Michelob Ultra Arena as well. The tentative schedule is set to play games on the 26th, 27th, 29th, which the day off would be the 28th. That would be Thanksgiving Day. And there's still formats left to be decided, but whatever. The tournament, the basketball, doesn't really matter. The noteworthy piece of this is how big of a deal it is for NIL, and especially basketball, which lags behind football in the NIL size of your war chest category. $1 million is a lot of money to allocate toward your 12, 14, whatever basketball players you have on your team. It's a huge deal, on top of the money that you're already getting allocated to your NIL collective on a regular basis.
If you split it up evenly amongst 12 players, that's $83,333.33 per person.
It's a pretty good deal. And so I would imagine if this continues, there will be quite the competition to get in this. I can imagine coaches already stumping for the ability. I mean, this is, we'll use Creighton as an example. That is game-changing money. $1 million for your NIL operation is game-changing money. That's a huge deal. I can imagine coaches lobbying to get into this field, and what an advantage it would be for those schools who do get in from a recruiting perspective to say, we're going to be in the field of this the mega NIL tournament, as I referred to it earlier. when you come in and when you're a freshman, or maybe next year when you're in the transfer portal or whatever it might be. And so just from being in this tournament, you are guaranteed X, because simply you are a player on our roster. Done. On top of, it's like a bonus, mm-hmm. you know, here's $100,000 extra dollars just for being in this tournament. Yeah. Now there will be compliance deals here, but it's passed all the smell checks so far. Hmm. They will have to have some sort of quid pro quo. There will be events that they'll have to make appearances. Players will have to make appearances at while yeah. they're in Vegas, but it's really pretty simple.
Sounds like a very similar setup to the NBA in-season tournament where
correct.
You play, the further you play, the more money you win.
I found these quotes staggering from a coach who is scheduled to play in the event, who is unnamed. Mm. Quote, "I would play on Nick Jr. I would play on YouTube. It doesn't matter."
Oh. Okay.
"All the other stuff passed through our compliance smell test all the way through. We have not run up against a roadblock that is a definitive no." Hmm. "As long as they get it compliant, our administration is full go. You'd be stupid not to do this if you were invited." No doubt about it. There was one more in here that was like, just get me in the thing, basically. Damn it, just get me in the thing.
These are some bold takes. Who are the boldest coaches playing in this tournament?
Well, here's the list of schools again. Alabama, Houston, Notre Dame, Oregon, Rutgers, San Diego State, Texas A&M.
It could be a lot of those coaches.
How about Buzz Williams?
Makes sense.
Yeah, I kind of buy that actually from Buzz. We will be very good about making this fully compliant, they say. So,
you will not be playing on Nick Jr. if no, this tournament is 100% compliant.
It's interesting, like, though, from the perspective of, like, you know, this is essentially Vegas casino conglomerates buying this space, and certainly, you know, TV networks will come because it's a big event. It's interesting that casinos have woke up. They're woke, if you will, Josh.
Whoa, hey, whoa.
They've gotten into the NIL game. There's a window of opportunity there. I find that very intriguing.
Someone smarter than me is going to pour through the rules with a fine-tooth comb, but it's going to be great television.
Quote, "We are turning this into what NBA All-Star Weekend is for the NBA," one source involved with the event said. "This would be a celebration week for college basketball. Players will also be eligible to sign on to a 10% equity stake in Players Era in perpetuity," a source said, meaning that college athletes would earn money with the company going forward, provided that the Players Era tournament continues to grow as an asset in the years ahead.
Huh.
"The concept is for NIL activities, and it's not a one-and-done exchange. It's about long-term value. The festival is also considering including a financial literacy program for all teams and players involved.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. It's very interesting. A lot of big wigs involved here, a lot of money. But this is happening, and like that coach said, you'd be stupid not to do it. Coaches will absolutely be fighting over spaces in this tournament going forward.
Break my contract with whatever school.
Yeah.
Get me in that tournament.
It's a huge deal.
Like, oh, we were scheduled to play some school of the poor that day. Break the contract. Pay them.
One final thought here before we get to Robin. Like, I hope it doesn't grow so big that it is ultimately seen as kind of competing with the NCAA tournament. Therefore, there will have to be some sort of response. But like, hey, if you make the Sweet 16, your players get X amount of dollars. Now, we are heading
in. No, I don't want that, no.
We are heading into pay for play here soon. So maybe all this is kind of a moot point eventually. But, yeah, I hope we don't get into that conversation either. So that's just a thought going forward. Robin Washington is coming up next. We'll ask him. Nebraska is potential to get into this tournament.
Gotta be pretty good, right?
Gotta be pretty good. I mean, they were in the NCAA tournament last year. They played Texas A&M, right? We have a couple basketball questions for him, but also we'll get to some football stuff on the other side. The Connor Happer Show, coming back on 1620 The Zone.